This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Marilyn Schneider, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, middle initial D-S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. Date of birth 06-25-1940. Date of appointment July 11, 2023. Requesting physician Lori Schreiner, L-O-R-I-S-C-H-R-I-N-E-R. NP, dear Lori Schreiner, I have the pleasure of seeing Marilyn Schneider today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 83-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman who is having trouble dispensing pills to herself and the husband. Home health aid comes twice a week. Balance is shaky. Writing is terrible. Becomes confused. Falls easily. Loses balance. Forgets easily. Make list. Drives. Rarely came back here from Florida because of the family. Take care of herself, cook the food, cannot peel the vegetable, hands are weak, no pets, feet are numb, walking is difficult, shaking, and holds the wall when she walks. Past medical history, anxiety, diverticulosis, hypertension, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, insomnia, depression, diabetes mellitus, past surgical history, hysterectomy, appendectomy, skin surgery, family history, father disease, cancer, mother disease, uterine cancer, breast cancer, social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink alcohol, as a cocktail about once a month, allergy to tetanus vaccine, medications, Prozac, hydrochlorothiazide, Januvia, cetirizine, metformin, Xanax, gabapentin, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that She's having vertigo, lightheadedness, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft, balls on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, ataxic, Romberg test positive. Mini mental status examination shows scores of 27 out of 30. Assessment and plan, 83-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, mild Alzheimer's disease of late onset. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number five, tremors. Number six, repeated fall. Next paragraph, I offered the medication for dementia, but patient refused it. I also offered to do the EMG of the upper and lower extremities because her hand weakness can be carpal tunnel syndrome and frequent fall can be due to peripheral sensory neuropathy, but patient refused also. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. Mm-hmm.